This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. Today we'll hear about businesses defying lockdown orders, churches meeting in secret in the UK. Giuliani says there is no connection between the Kraken and Trump. And the Kraken agrees. And the administrator of the U.S. General Services sends a presidential transition letter to Biden and what that might mean. Business owner in Buffalo, New York, escorts health inspector and sheriff's office property. Listen.
These people actually work for their money, and they don't want to lose their livelihood. I've lost friends, I've lost family who've killed themselves. I've seen clients die because they've lost their livelihood.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know you are, and I'm asking for you to guys have some compassion for the people that have lost everything.
We do have compassion for people who
okay, well, you need to go have compassion out in the parking lot. But this is private property.
This is
private property. This is private property.
Yes, it is.
It's private property. Go
I didn't
get a
argue
warrant.
That.
Listen, man, this is private property. They're not wanted here. So do your jobs.
Well, her job is.
Well, no, your job is to remove people that are not wanted here.
You have a
problem. We're wanted here.
Department.
They're not.
She's hiding her name tag. She had
I'm
name
not.
Tag.
It's right here. It's my room. You can see my name.
They're just
tag.
Doing their job.
There we go.
You should all be wearing masks. How come
I'm not doing
you have masks
wrong.
On?
Don't worry about my health. My health isn't your concern.
You're meant to be wearing a mask. It's a government.
Okay, well, then write me up.
It's the law.
Okay, then take me to jail.
It's not the law.
Then take me to jail.
Show me the law. Show me the law. Show me the law.
Well, I think we got to go down.
You have to leave. You guys have to leave.
You
have to leave.
Right now you're trespassing without a warrant.
Go get a warrant. Go get a warrant. Go get a warrant. Yes, you do. Come back with the warrant. Go on your phone outside.
I would really like it if you
Where did you hear a report?
Okay, we would like to violate the law.
Who reported it? Who reported it?
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah, it's anonymous, right? It's
yes,
anonymous.
It is,
it can't be anonymous.
Complaint.
You need to
it
know your accuser. You need to know
not,
it cannot
okay,
be
wait,
anonymous.
You gotta go get a warrant.
It cannot be anonymous.
You gotta go get a warrant.
You don't get to violate the Constitution. It does not matter. You don't circumvent or subvert the Constitution.
Okay, Miss, you need to leave.
One commenter noted that when the business applied for a license to operate, the business owner actually agreed to submit to the health and safety codes. And the commenter has a point. But the point isn't that we should be okay with those things. The point is that we've been allowing tyranny to build up for a long time. We've been allowing government nannies to hover over our businesses and properties for decades. And basically, so long as they grasped more and more power incrementally, most American businesses and property owners have been willing to put up with it, so long as it was mostly just a nuisance. But we've been letting this happen for decades. But that's no reason to give it up now. We really don't have much ground to stand on. We've let them take a bunch. But we still have the ground of the Constitution and our God-given freedom and rights. Washington Restaurant is defying Governor Inslee, incompetent Inslee, calling it a peaceful protest. Coco's Bartini, a restaurant in Kennewick, Washington, says they're going to engage in civil disobedience and not close down during the mandated shutdown. Owner Dana Slovak joined KIRO Radio's Dory Monson show to discuss. Listen.
They keep pushing the goalposts back. And they keep, you know, a mask here, hand sanitizer. We sanitize our tables and stuff like this. We keep everything extra clean, which we normally do anyway. So every time they push a goalpost back, we just look at us ourselves and go, we got to fight this. We just got to fight this now. My chef came out and said, we got to fight to the death because we're going to go down. Might as well go down, you know, with a fight. Well, it is a peaceful protest. If we
yes.
call it a peaceful protest, they can't shut us down. So last night was our first night of the peaceful protest, and we had hundreds of people show up. I mean, we're a small place, and so we were slammed last night. I mean, I was just running my butt off in the restaurant last night, too. So we probably should have needed another person, but we were pretty well hammered with business, and so we got everybody satisfied. Everybody was in complete support. you know, saying, you know, yeah, you guys stay open, we support you, stuff like that. And then I get the haters on Facebook too, so, you know, on the social media. So we just, I just ignore that because I'm supporting my customers that come out to see us. And Governor Inslee, you know, turns the other cheek when they're burning down Seattle, and I'm looking at this, and my employees are looking at this and go, this is not right. You know, why is he turning his cheek on the rioters when he's shutting us down? That's not fair. So we got a couple of the restaurants out here that are getting behind us. A law firm is going to be reaching out to me per bono for a lot of restaurants out here to get together, and he's going to help fight the LNI violations that are probably coming down the road. You know, so we're expecting that stuff. You know, everything is up to date with my business. So we're standing by to get nailed with a bunch of laws or a bunch of fines. So we'll just throw them out. You know, we're only open between 4 and 9. And the customers, I keep telling them, if anybody comes in there, lock, just point at them and start yelling, get out, get out. You know, it's our peaceful protest. So,
which, incidentally, is why escorting the health inspector and sheriffs to the door while chanting, get out, get out, get, may actually be a smart idea. I mean, you don't want to be a jerk and all, but if the last few months have taught us anything, it's the government only arrests people who are docile and quiet or singing psalms. But if you're shouting and burning things, they give you a wide berth. Churches all over the UK have been gathering secretly in defiance of lockdown orders for months. We've been holding clandestine services since this lockdown began, one pastor told The Observer, speaking on condition of anonymity. It feels weird for us to act this way. People have said it feels more like an underground church in China. Ouch. The fact that we have to sneak around to worship God in fear of criminal prosecution is alarming, but we do what we have to do. According to church leaders The Observer has spoken to, an increasing number of congregations are breaking the law in order to worship together, an activity banned under current restrictions. Some are moving to different premises, others meeting covertly in regular church buildings. Last Sunday, that would be 2 Sundays ago now, police intervened at the Angel Evangelical Church in Clerkenwell, North London, after its pastor publicly announced his intention to hold a service. In Gedling, Nottinghamshire, 2 arrests were made at the Mustard Seed Christian Bookshop and Cafe after a gathering of up to 50 people the weekend before as well. I never thought I'd say this in Britain, but churches are going underground. These are not isolated cases, and the longer it goes on, more churches will join the movement, said Andrea Williams, chief executive of Christian Concern, a conservative evangelical group and a member of the Church of England's ruling body, the General Synod. Andrew, a minister at a London church, said, "We've carried on as normal during the current lockdown. We're holding a couple of services each Sunday with about 160 people attending in total. We've asked people to be discreet. This is not a stunt we're pulling. We're not seeking publicity. It was a big decision. I've never practiced civil disobedience before. The government had overreached itself," he added. "I don't believe the government has the authority to tell the Church of Jesus Christ that it can't gather for worship. They have provided no evidence. They just classed us as non-essential. But we believe worship is the most essential thing in life. We answer to a higher authority. When there is a contradiction between the laws of the country and God's command, the Bible is very clear that God's command must win out." Reagan King, the pastor of the Angel Church, plans to hold further services with up to 15 people on Sunday, despite police intervening to prevent a larger service last weekend. "We're not lawbreakers. We want to comply with the law as much as possible," he said. But he added, "There was a greater law than that one made by the state." God bless those faithful men and keep it up across the pond. We're praying for you. Folks, do you wish you had a one-stop news source that covered all the current events from a distinctively biblical worldview? Do you wish you could listen and watch the news anytime, day or night, from a source that was committed to telling the truth about what's going on in the world and have a no-holds-barred biblical analysis to accompany it? You tired of woke scolds and latte theologians nuancing everything to death? Do you wish Christian media was a little bit more, oh, I don't know, rowdy, and more idols got smashed in the process? That's what Cross Politic is all about, and we need your help to continue growing the Fight Laugh Feast network. The best way you can help is by becoming a Fight Laugh Feast club member today or upgrading your membership. Many of you already have, and it has allowed us to grow so much already. But if you're tired of legacy media cramming their pagan worldviews down your throat and social media censoring views they don't approve of, support Cross Politic as we build a Christian media platform and network committed to the Lordship of Jesus Christ over all. Also, We like to laugh and drink beer. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight Laugh Feast Club member today. Go to FightLaughFeast.com. Rudy Giuliani says Sidney the Kraken Powell is not part of Trump's club. Perhaps signs of some internal tensions. Trump campaign attorney Rudy Giuliani, Giuliani, and senior legal advisor Jenna Ellis, who's really got a potty mouth, on Sunday that they said that attorney Sidney Powell is, quote, practicing law on her own. She is not a member of the Trump club. Trump legal team. We are a special club, and she is not part of it. She is also not a lawyer for the president in his personal capacity, they added. And they said, neener, neener. Actually, they didn't. But this is Sidney Powell of Release the Kraken fame. Powell responded over the weekend saying that her fight will go on anyway. She's got her own club. Repeating her allegations about the voting systems, which has been disputed, she said, I agree with the campaign statement that I'm not part of the campaign's legal team. I never signed a retainer agreement or sent the president or the campaign a bill for my expenses or fees. My intent has always been to expose all the fraud I could find and let the chips fall where they may, whether it be upon Republicans or Democrats. The evidence I'm compiling is overwhelming that this software tool was used to shift millions of votes from President Trump and other Republican candidates to Biden and other Democrat candidates. We are proceeding to prepare our lawsuit and plan to file it this week. It will be epic. We will not allow this great republic to be stolen by communists from without or within, or our votes altered or manipulated by foreign actors in Hong Kong, Iran, Venezuela, or Serbia, for example, who have neither regard for human life nor the people who are the engine of this exceptional country. Hashtag We the People elected Donald Trump and other Republican candidates to restore the vision of America as a place of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, unquote. She closed her statement with the hashtag Kraken on steroids. Monday, the administrator of the U.S. General Services, Emily Murphy, sent a letter to Biden inviting him to access transition information and funds. In the letter, Emily Murphy was careful to note that she was not commenting on the merits of the continued litigation of the election or accusations of election fraud, but was simply trying to do her job. She also noted that she has been threatened repeatedly for not sending this letter sooner, right? Because Biden's crowd is definitely for peace and unity. Not only has she been threatened, so has her family, her staff, and her pets. Oh, great. Trump tweeted support for Emily Murphy Monday afternoon. I want to thank Emily Murphy at GSA for her steadfast dedication and loyalty to our country. She has been harassed, threatened, and abused, and I do not want to see this happen to her, her family, or her employees at GSA. Notice Trump did not say anything about Emily Murphy's pets. That's because Trump is just a big meanie. I'm just kidding. He has other things on his mind. Our case strongly, all caps, continues. We will keep up the good fight, and I believe we will prevail. Nevertheless, in the best interest of the country, I am recommending that Emily and her team do what needs to be done with regard to initial protocols, and I have told my team to do the same. While not a complete concession, this would certainly seem to indicate that the wind is blowing in that direction. This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. Remember to send us stories and articles you think we should cover to news@crosspolitic.com. I do check occasionally. You can find this on all our shows at crosspolitic.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Also, if you want to rock your Fight Laugh Feast bona fides, or you're just starting to do that early Christmas shopping, you guys doing that Christmas shopping thing? RowdyChristian.com. RowdyChristian.com for all your Rowdy Christian shirts and hats and hoodies and beanies and post-milk coffee and mugs and so on. Also, did you hear we started a new magazine? 4 issues a year for $40, flfnetwork.com. Click on product, Fight Laugh Feast magazine, get a subscription, stuff that in the stocking this year. Support Rowdy Christian Media. Remember, become a Fight Laugh Feast club member, get your very own Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt, and access to all the talks from our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference, as well as God and Government and Eschatology with Gary DeMar, Pastors and Politics with Pastor Douglas Wilson and others, as well as a great parenting basic session with Pastor Wilson and his wife, as well as our very own Worldview Shotgun series. Go to Fight Laugh Feast, become a member, get access to it all. Have a great day.